Welcome to Career Practitioner Conversations. This podcast is presented by the National Career Development Association. Hello, everyone. I'm Melissa Venable, NCDA Director of Professional Development, and it is my pleasure to introduce two current NCDA board members, Dr. Sharon Givens, past president, and Marty Apodaca, president-elect. This year, NCDA launched a pilot mentoring program led by Dr. Givens, who is also CEO and Director of Visions Counseling and Career Center. Marty is a senior counselor with the University of New Mexico's Student Health and Counseling Services. And they're here today to talk about how to maintain mentoring relationships.
Yeah, thank you very much, Melissa, for the invitation. It's a true honor and a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Marty, for being here. It's always, always great to chat with you, particularly about mentoring. And of course, as you know, this is something that's very, very dear to my heart. I'm very passionate about it. And I just see the difference that it makes for others. And I know the difference that it's making for career development professionals.
Yeah. And Sharon, can't thank you enough for launching this initiative. Like, it's really amazing. And to see the list of people that signed up for mentors, like whenever I saw it, I was like, oh, dang, can I have that person
be my mentor? Yeah. I like a mentor as well. So, yeah, I mean, which was a part of, I would say, the reasoning behind me wanting to launch this program. That was a major part of it. When I just looked at the really, really rich talent that we have that's connected to this association, and what a way to have these folks contribute some of their knowledge. You know, I thought a mentoring program would be perfect to do that. Also, by them sharing their expertise that could help us to create a pipeline of new leaders within the association.
Yeah, and the pipeline for leadership is so important too. And what's nice is the mentors that you selected, they're from such diverse backgrounds too.
Yes.
It's not just solely counselor educators or private practice. Like, there's a wonderful mix of people and knowledge that gets to be shared.
I agree. Absolutely. I agree. You know, with any relationship, Marty, mentoring is no different in the fact that it has to be nurtured.
Yes.
And I love just classifying mentoring as a true relationship, a true connection between, you know, individuals. But what I found to be interesting in my experience, in order for mentoring relationships to be successful, is that both parties must demonstrate value and, of course, commitment to the mentoring journey. Tell me just a little bit more about your experience with mentoring, your connection to mentoring.
Yeah. So thank you very much for that opportunity. And, you know, whenever I reflect on this, and I think you hit it on the head, mentoring, like everything else, is a relationship, because it's not just a person dispensing knowledge and information. That can be helpful, but it doesn't get at what the core of mentoring is. And it is forming a relationship with another individual. And whenever I took part in this initiative, I kind of reflected on the mentors that I've had in my life and just how helpful and crucial they've been with my personal and professional development. And just like the gratitude that I experienced kind of reflecting on that. So I was a little nervous, I'll be honest with you. Whenever I was assigned my mentor, I was reading up on like her goals and her vision, and it was honestly a complete opposite of like my experience and my trajectory. And I was like, oh wow, okay. So I'm really curious how we're going to make this work. And during that first meeting, you know, it was the rapport building, getting to know the other person and their experience and just kind of honoring the work that they've done. And it was such a beautiful moment at the end of our conversation, because she said to me, you know, Marty, I wasn't sure about this. I didn't know if this was going to work out. And I would have honestly told you, like, I don't think this is a good fit and been on my way. But she was willing to give it a shot. And I found that to be so wonderful because we both had our reservations, but we established the relationship first. I didn't walk in with like, yep, this is what we're going to do, blah, blah, blah. It was just holding the space for her to be heard, to be understood, and to recognize that like, oh, this person is in my corner and not necessarily somebody who's just going to tell me what to do.
And, you know, one of the things that I heard, though, is that you both were very honest.
Yes.
In the very beginning, and which I think is a key element to establish that both of you can be very transparent in this relationship, just like others. What do you think are some other practices that you can institute in the beginning, whether it's the first couple of sessions, that would increase the likelihood of success for the relationship? Because of course we want that relationship, just like others, to be successful.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's just so crucial to honor the other person's story, hold space for them, let them just kind of, and I always like to say, help me understand how you got here. Like, what's your journey been like? And as they talk, to kind of look for those connections of like tying their story together, but then also relating to their journey too. I think that's super important because even as starkly different as our career trajectories have been, there's still those relatable moments of like, oh yeah, you know, yeah, I've gone through that too. And it's just really important to show that, you know, these are two humans that are interacting. And whenever two humans interact, it holds like the capacity to find connections. So being able to connect and to relate to your mentee's story, and then also sharing those parts of your story that can be helpful, is all part of that process.
I really agree with that, because the mentor and relationship, we have to see it through the lenses of a cultural context as well. Mm-hmm. Looking at that whole person. And I know for me, which is making my experience with my mentee so rich, is that I'm connecting to that cultural piece and just finding ways that we so align, which makes the relationship so powerful, really, really powerful for not just I'm hoping for her, but certainly for me.
Yeah. And Sharon, I 100% agree. I approach mentoring very much as I do counseling, through a lens of cultural humility. So it's being humble to the other person's culture, to their experiences, and to make sure that that's part of the conversation too, because you can't just disregard that piece because it's part of the person's identity, who they are, where they come from, how they see and view the world. And it's really crucial to have that cultural conversation too.
Right. So those are some really good point in terms of that cultural connection, because I think to honor that from the very beginning certainly can increase their likelihood for success. And the other thing that I found is just asking questions. Mm-hmm. If there's something that I don't understand, and I think we can't be afraid to do that, which is a part of keeping or maintaining that active line of communication between the two of us. And what do you think are some other tips, you know, for us to just maintain that active line of communication? Because again, just as we know as counselors, how important communication is for all of our relationships, and keeping that line open, making people feel comfortable enough that they can share at different levels.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, with the communication, I always take just like I'm naturally curious about who the other person is that I'm interacting with. And so it's taking that curiosity, it's asking questions. And whenever somebody states like a passion or something they're interested in, I never assume that I know why. And I'm always questioning like, okay, so why is this? to try and kind of dig in to the interest, but to ultimately connect it back to them so they could see the value of like, oh, that's kind of why I'm really going into this. So allowing them the space to kind of explore those interests, but then it's through that natural curiosity of like, okay, they're interested in it. I want to know why. Like, help me understand what's going on with you and why you want to get here. And that opens up multiple avenues of conversation and communication and ultimately exploration with the mentee as well.
So lots of just curious dialogue, it sounds yes. like.
Oh, yeah. It's like, help me understand like what's going on. So, yeah.
Well, I think also it lets the mentee know that you're very interested. Mm-hmm. That you're interested in them as a person and people and sources that are connected to them. You're also interested in.
Right. Yeah. And it's so cool too, because my mentee, really what she's looking at is kind of growing her private practice, but she's kind of unsure about how to go about that. From my end, like, I'm collegiate mental health and career counseling. So that is like a world opposite. But the cool thing is, like, her answers are inside of her. It's helping her develop the goals, helping her develop like a strategy, and just being supportive in that aspect. So it's kind of great because it's really just getting her to instill that trust in herself, because she already had like a game plan. She just needed that extra support to kind of hash it out and to ultimately, what she said, have her be accountable to her own goals.
And again, I think that speaks to the impact of mentoring, because think about her in another year or 2 years and her launching this practice and gaining clients and ultimately helping others. Yeah. Reach their potential and their goals. So it's such a domino effect.
Yeah, and it really is. And that's one, like, within our first meeting, it was abundantly clear, like, this person genuinely wants to help. Like, her heart is big. It's that human connection. And so it was really great because, yeah, this is somebody who ultimately wants to have an impact within her community, within other women of color, and just really looking to make that happen.
You know, we've talked about that cultural connection and communication and being honest. Are there any other elements, just based on your experience and observation, that you think are critical to mentor relationships?
You know, that is, it's a really great question. And again, I would circle back to just like humility and respect for the other person and coming in. And it's weird because being a mentor, like, there is a position of power, but to try and remove that and to just really open up the space. So you're talking to somebody one-on-one and just letting them understand that, like, hey, ultimately, this is your life, this is your journey, and I'm here to help out in whatever way that I can. But yeah, like, ultimately, they're at the wheel. We're just kind of helping navigate.
Absolutely. And I like what you said about people may perceive it as a position of power. And one of the things I think it's important to be intentional about, and I've done this in my relationship, is to dismantle this whole perception of power, because I said, in many ways, we're here to learn from each other.
Yeah.
I feel like I have something that I can offer you, but I believe that you have something that you can offer me as well. I tried to be pretty intentional about dismantling this whole power, this position of power, and make it a lot more neutral so that we could have a deliberate, intentional benefit from each other.
Right. And yeah, Sharon, I agree 100%. And that's one of the messages that I gave my mentee during our first meeting, is that I am really excited to learn from you as well. And I truly am, because it's really quite wonderful to gain experience and knowledge from another person. And yeah, I've learned a lot from my mentee, and you have to be open and receptive to that too. And one of the tools that I really love to use is humor as well, to like hold the space, to get the other person to laugh, and to provide those opportunities just to connect. I think humor is super important in that relationship.
Absolutely. We've kind of touched on this about the benefits of providing the mentee with innovative, creative ideas and resources. And it seems pretty clear that one benefit is because it's a domino effect and they're able to develop themselves in a way so that they will be extremely beneficial for someone else and effective for their clients and students that they serve. What are some other benefits?
Yeah, and ultimately with the benefits, I mean, career is a life journey. Everything that we do feeds into our career. So career is like the umbrella, and every job, every position, every membership, like kind of tells the story ultimately of our career. And part of the benefit of this is career fulfillment. Mm-hmm. So how is this person going to be fulfilled ultimately in their career? And what's the next chapter for them? Like, as they write their story of who and what they want to be, this provides the opportunity and the space for them to flesh that out a little bit more.
It sounds like one of the major impacts is to help this mentee on their journey of fulfillment, making sure that they're going in that direction. Because there's so many areas of career development that we can pursue. And I noticed with a lot of the individuals who wanted to be involved in the mentoring program is that they were in one area, but they had a desire to be in another area of career development. And that probably relates to maybe the level of fulfillment or lack of fulfillment maybe in their current area. So it's almost like they're doing the work that they're going to do with their clients or help the clients to our students to navigate.
Yeah. And, you know, whenever we're looking at like career decision making, it does kind of lie in the land of anxiety because it's uncertainty. It's a question mark. We're not quite sure what it's going to look like. Some people are fine with that. Other people have a little bit more of a challenging time because it can be scary to make career decisions, and people can become comfortable and complacent, but unfulfilled. And that's kind of where, you know, the rub is like, well, you know, things are going okay, but there's this other area that I really want to explore. I'm just not sure how to do it yet.
And of course, I like that word explore, because I know with my mentee and mentees in the past, I have tried to create a space where we can have cultivate a space, I would say, for exploration.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I love what you cultivate a space for exploration. That's so well put.
Which is when we look at what mentoring really was designed to be, is how do we cultivate a space for people to explore? Because typically when we use the word exploration, we're thinking about maybe middle school kids. But as adults, we need that space. Just because we grow up doesn't mean that we have it all together regarding our journeys and our passions and our level of fulfillment is where it needs to be. So I think we all could benefit from a space that we have the ability to explore, and we have somebody there to to help us navigate.
Yeah. And you know, Sharon, that whole idea of like exploration, I find it's kind of cruel in a way. Like growing up as kids, like that's what it was all about. We had recess, we had time to just kind of branch out and to go. And as adults, all of that is taken away. And, you know, it could be frowned upon of like, You're not doing something. You need to do something. So it's always go, go, go. But it's those moments when we can pause. Right. And we can just stop and allow ourselves to explore, to have fun and be creative. And that's really awesome because that's the space that we can provide our mentee is a pause. It's a little bit of a break to kind of step back and to have fun with this.
Absolutely. I like that word, having that pause. Mm-hmm. Let's just stop for a moment, see where we are and where we want to go with this.
Yeah.
And it's so much more beneficial to us in the long run, because I think if we just keep going, we keep going without that pause, we may not end up ultimately where we want to be.
Right. Yeah. Because, oh my goodness, a lot of the times people will say, well, I'll find time to do this. I'll find time to branch out. No, we won't. We're so good at filling our time with everything and all of life's responsibilities. So this is being intentional. It's intentionally pausing and making time to explore.
Absolutely. You know, the other thing I thought about recently, and you as a counselor and myself as a counselor, we recognize the importance of empathy in relationships. So I thought about, what role does empathy play in a mentoring relationship?
Yeah. And empathy, oh my goodness, like that's kind of the crux of relationships as well too, because empathy is very different than sympathy. Like we're there to hold space, to understand, to kind of relate to what our, what our mentee, because it's a different relationship than we have with our own clients. But yeah, you know, I'm remembering during one of our sessions, my mentee came in and the first thing she did was apologize. Like, I'm so sorry, you know, I didn't get to making the SMART goals yet. And empathy is like, that's okay. That is 100% okay. Like you were busy, you were doing this, but it's a chance to kind of reflect it. Like, okay, what was keeping you from actually engaging in that? And how can we navigate that going forward too? So empathy is relating, it's understanding, and it's kind of, you know, from the counseling perspective, that unconditional positive regard, like we're meeting with another human and life gets in the way and that's okay. And it's important for them to understand that, yeah, that is okay.
Wow, that unconditional positive regard. I think every human being can benefit from that from time to time, because there's so many systems, there's so many opportunities for people to show us a mistake that we made versus opportunities that we know are spaces that we know that we can just receive that unconditional positive regard. I know in my current mentoring relationship and previous, I said, we're here to spend less time on things that you perceive as mistakes, but more on goals that we can set that will help you to get where you want to go. So we find a lot with people because they're feeling like, well, I'm at a deficit, which is why I need to be mentored. And that's one of the things I wanted to make very clear about this mentoring program is the mentees. We're not looking for people who feel like there's a deficit. We're looking for people who want to grow, like they're doing well. We want to go from good to great in some way, that we just want to go further in terms of, do we want to go more into leadership? And within our organizations, do we want to establish our own business as it relates to career development? So deficit, there's no room for that regarding mentoring relationships, but it's all about growth.
Yeah. Oh, Sharon, 100%. And it's unfortunate because whenever a person reaches out, it can be seen as a deficit.
Yeah.
We see that within the mentoring mentee relationship, with coaches and their clients, with mental health counselors and our clients, like, no, it's all about growth and providing the space for a person to actually engage in that. And also normalizing, like, it's okay to ask for some assistance if you want to meet your goals.
I think in many cases, if we feel like we, you know, we've accomplished many things and we're at a certain level, that we're almost hesitant to ask for help because we feel like others will perceive that we should know this. We should have a grasp for this. So I think it's important to open the door early on. Hey, I'm here to help. Whatever questions you have, it's not about maybe things that didn't go well in the past. I like to put that out up front, but what can go well in the future? Because I think we all have gotten bogged down with, well, this didn't work, this didn't work. And I think sometimes I the visual of the mentoring piece is, here's my hand. I'm pulling you in to see where we can go, where I can help you, help guide you to a place where things are more fulfilling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely agree. And it's that unhelpful message of, well, we've tried this before in the past and it didn't work. You know, it's kind of like it's the dream killer at work because companies fall into this. And we as humans do too, because we're unfairly judging our past experiences with how we're currently operating. And a lot of the times people don't give themselves credit that they're a different individual at this time. Like, they're in a different system. The whole situation has changed. And so kind of helping people understand that. But then also too, our mentees can be like driven, like they have like a goal, they want to reach it. And it's kind of, it's neat to hold space and they're saying, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to give myself this timeline. And it's like, whoa, hey, hold on. Let's be kind to yourself. And it's maybe, is this doable? And just helping them slow down a little bit on recognizing that there's not an ultimate timestamp on their goals.
A really important aspect of what you just said, it's kind of like it's about timing, because I think, and this is where I really, really believe self-disclosure. I think self-disclosure can be really important in mentoring relationships as well, because this is where you can say, hey, look, I tried whatever for two or three times and it didn't work, but then I tried again.
Yeah.
And here were the results. And also, I think what's important to share is when I say, because here's what was different, my level of maturity, my access to resource, whatever the case may be. But knowing that if you try it this time, it doesn't work, that does not dictate the results for the next time.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I love what you said, too, like being able to identify where the differences are at. Like, yeah. How are you a different person? What has changed? Like, and it's really, I only really think we fail as humans if we don't learn from what we did. So that's the only failure. If we can look back and gain a lesson and an understanding, that's a victory. That's us overcoming. And it doesn't necessitate a failure. So kind of reframing the idea that if you try something and it doesn't go as planned, that's not a failure. What did you learn from it? What can you do differently next time?
Absolutely. And I know a question I've asked mentee and even clients, like, where were you during that time where this particular thing didn't work? Like, where were you emotionally? What was happening? And then, are you still there? And they'll say, well, no, my life is completely different. And I said, then it's more likely we'll have different results.
Yeah. Oh, I love that you bring in the emotional component too. And of course, like, I'm a counselor, why wouldn't I? But
of course, we have to talk a little bit about emotions. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because, and again, it could be scary because if these emotions are coming back again, it's going to draw the client right back to that experience. Mm-hmm. And client mentee, our mentee here. But yeah, so getting them to understand that, like, okay, you recognize what this feels like. And if you can recognize it, then it's not going to sneak up on you. So yeah, how can we work through this whenever it pops up again?
Right. Wow. You know, the resounding message that I keep getting is just that mentoring is powerful. Oh. It's such a powerful relationship. And I think if people knew the true benefit, everyone would have a mentor. Right. It's almost like everybody have a therapist. But, you know, seriously, when we think about how rich our professional lives would be, if we had that guiding force.
Right. And it's so like mentoring is wonderful because both parties benefit from it. Like the mentees benefit from the guidance, but we as mentors, we benefit from the relationship and from hearing the stories and being inspired. And, you know, it's in all areas of our life, mentoring can be important. And I want to take this opportunity to express my gratitude to you, Sharon. I mean, you've been an amazing mentor to me. And professionally, while I've been on the board and just kind of helping me navigate this system that I'm still learning. Like, there's so much that NCDA does, and it's like, wow, okay. And you have been instrumental in my growth as a board member and then coming up as president-elect. So thank you for that gift.
Well, you're welcome. And to be honest, Marty, I look at that as my obligation to give you that gift, because there have been several people who've provided me with that gift. And I feel like it's only the right thing to do is to give that gift to which I've been given as well.
Yeah. And you say obligation, but you didn't have to. You did. And I'm very grateful for that.
I appreciate all the gifts that I've received in terms of mentoring. And I want those gifts to continue to come, and I want to continue to give for other people who want to know more about the field, or if I have something that they need in terms of information or resources, I want to be a person to give that.
Yeah. And Sharon, I think what you described is so beautifully illustrated, because mentoring is momentum. Mm-hmm. Like whenever we get those gifts, like we want to give it back. And this can have a real ripple effect through the association. And that's just like our last conference in Anaheim. It was so wonderful to be in the presence of our people again. But from a different perspective, to kind of look and to see like, ooh, these people are excited. Like they want to be a part of NCDA. So how can we open the doors and ultimately just provide that mentorship to our potential leadership as well?
Right. So Marty, I feel certain that there are individuals that feel, and that makes me really, really happy. And it gives me a level of personal and professional satisfaction that other people are receiving some of the gifts that we're giving through ideas and resources, and it's helping them to propel and thrive in their environments. And for that, I'm very grateful and thankful that I have the opportunity to do.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And with that too, it's also, it's definitely important to recognize that people have to be open to it as well. Like we could have all the enthusiasm, it's not quite there yet. That's important to recognize for us too, that like, okay, so we'll open the door, but it's their decision to ultimately walk through it too.
You got it. Absolutely. So one of the things that I want us to commit to continue is getting people to see the value of mentoring so that they can be open to receiving the gift.
Part of that too, and a question is, who have been the people in your life that you would consider a mentor? And getting people to kind of recognize that, like, oh yeah, that's right. Like, I didn't get here on my own.
No.
And for some people, like, it could be a real challenge to think of, like, whoa, where are my support systems? And who have been those people that have been, like, instrumental in helping me get to where I am now?
This is so, so good. Just really good stuff. I'm appreciative of you and your time and the work that you have done and that you will be doing. And I appreciate you committing for us to just continue to show the value. And it's not about a program. It's about the action. And so I don't want people to get called about the mentoring program. It's really about the act of conveying information, resources, being open, being culturally sensitive. That's really, really important.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 100% agree. And I mean, think about all the programs out there that just do nothing. there's a ton of them, but no, this, it's housed under that, but it is about the action and it's about the relationship and ultimately thinking about the ripple effect that's going to happen like throughout our organization and different communities in the country. Like, it's truly awesome to see.
Absolutely. So the ripple effect, which is the other part that I was going to say, is the outcome. So really it's about the action and the outcome. So I don't get so caught up in the program piece, but for me, it's the actions that are occurring within this, within that context, and then the outcomes that take place.
Yeah. Action and outcomes. I mean, action, that's at the heart.
Action and outcomes. Yeah. Well, thank you, Marty, for spending some time with me today and having such a rich discussion and a really passionate discussion, because I get really excited about this because I believe in it. I've seen the positive outcomes, and I'm hoping, like I said, that we can continue through our connections, through our actions, to produce more positive outcomes for individuals in the career development field.
Yeah. And Sharon, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to talk. And I'll be honest, I've been looking forward to this since we put it down. So yeah, this is really, it's quite wonderful. And yeah, it's action, outcome, opportunity. Like, it's so wonderful.
Right.
And I hope that the momentum of this continues on.
Yes. That's a good point, too. Hopefully that we've created the momentum that different states will do this, you know, within their state associations, for example, and other groups as well.
Yeah. And that's honestly what we're trying to implement for the New Mexico CDA is we're trying to see who's interested in either volunteering or being on the board, but assigning them a mentor from the board first.
Yes.
So that way they're not just thrown into it, but so they can have the opportunity to learn.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. There's a lot more work to do, and it feels good that we've played a role in creating some of this momentum. So let's keep up the good fight, Marty, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yes.
Okay, we'll chat again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you,
Sharon. Thank you.
Take care.